Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Oh My Lanta. It's so funny. I do that. I get so not anxious. That's so overdramatic. I don't know. I put that little voice on every time I do it. Hello, everyone. Like, come on. Happy New Year. Woo! 2025. Y'all, I turned 25 this year. Do you know how sick that is? Like, oh my gosh. 25? That's so gross. Like, that's actually foul. But here we are. I don't know. Yeah, Happy New Year, everyone. I was gonna post last Monday, but frankly, I was too tired and uninspired. So here we are. What is up, my guy? Has anyone seen those Grinch memes? It's from the Grinch. I gotta stop breathing into this mic. It's from those Grinch meet and greets at Universal. And there's this one all over TikTok, and it's like the "What is up, my guy?" It's just been in my head all day. Yeah, so there's that. Oh, this is so weird. Frankly, I don't think I've recorded for like maybe a month, which is weird because I had my past three uploads were all backlogged, or like I had them pre-recorded and stuff, so I haven't had to record. And I was gonna do one for last week, but I was like, I don't know what's gonna happen in the world by then, and I'm not gonna know what to talk about. Hey, here I am a month later, and I still don't know what to talk about. but I'm making this up as I go, and if you're listening, you're a champ. man, it's so weird. It's already, what's today? Today is the 4th when I'm recording this on a Saturday night. Today was like the first day or one of the first days that, or the first day. Hello, I cannot speak. I'm so sorry. Today is the first day that I've like had completely by myself, been able to sleep in, do nothing. It's at my own pace, and it's been great. Now, I do hate that I feel like this lingering guilt of like, I didn't do enough today, but like, I need to be allowed to chill, and I need to tell myself that that's okay, because I woke up at like, you guys are gonna get my full schedule, and you're welcome. When did I wake up? I woke up at like 8:30. Well, I woke up, this is so boring. I woke up at like 8:30, was up for like an hour, knocked out for another like 3, woke up at 11:30, was up for maybe another hour, fell back for like back asleep for like another 2 to 3. But in that hour, I was placed my Target, I almost said my TikTok order, placed my Target order, mobile order. And then when I woke back up, I did 3 loads of laundry, so that's something. And I went and got my Target order, and I went and got Chick-fil-A. And now I am watching The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. I'm just stuttering like crazy. The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. And I had to rent it because this movie has been out for like over a year. Why is it still not streaming anywhere? That drives me nuts. But it's not. So I rented it on Amazon. And now I'm watching that. Also, it says it's the bonus X-ray edition. When do I get the bonuses? Is it after the movie's finished? When is it? Because this is a long movie. It's like a 2.5 hour movie. And I'm over an hour, or I'm almost 2 hours in. Where's the bonus features? Will it give me an option at the end? That's what I want to know. Because I don't need the bonus. Anyways, that's been my day, and now here I am. Because I was getting in my head about not knowing what to talk about, and I was like, you know what, let's just slap a mic in front of you and see what happens. So this is me doing so. All right, y'all, let's get down with the nitty-gritty. New Year's resolutions. I despise this time of year. I hate New Year's resolutions. I hate putting myself to like a standard of like, I don't know, like unrealistic expectations. And like, yeah, there are like realistic ones and stuff like that. But like, I also hate that right now all over my TikTok is different like weight loss things, different workouts. Like, yeah, they can be helpful, but like, stop targeting me, guys. I just want to watch some silly, goofy videos. I don't need to be seeing everybody working out and being like, this was me 4 months ago. Oh, I lost 10 pounds in 2 days. No, you didn't. You went poop and peed out all your water. So I'm sorry, but like, I'm so tired of that stuff. I saw this post and I can't pull it up because I'm recording using my phone because I didn't want to charge my iPad. And, but so I'm going to like probably butcher it with my like recalling of it. But, it basically was like saying how this year, instead of resolutions, I'm going to meet myself where I am and love myself. And y'all, my goodness, preach. That struck a chord with me. Oh, sirens. That struck a chord with me because like it's funny. I'm thinking about my parents listening to this and they're not going to get this trend, but that's okay. I'll explain it. But like to my youths out there, the trend where it's like, oh, what's your Roman Empire? Because it's said that like, if you ask a man how often he thinks about the Roman Empire, it's like, oh, like 3 to 5 times a week or stuff like that. Like it's oddly like a lot. So then it was like, oh, what's your Roman Empire? My Roman Empire my entire life has been being skinny or like losing weight. I think about it every day. When I put on my clothes, how my clothes fit, look at myself in the mirror, I constantly don't appreciate how I look and cannot. There are days that I like my reflection, but those days are far less than, those days are far less than me not liking what I see. And it's such a hard battle. And for someone that doesn't struggle with that, literally has no idea what it's like to be in that mindset. And it's not something that you just like can just fix at the drop of a hat. Because here's the thing, at a time when I was, how old was I? I think I was 21. I was 21, but it was like 2022. It was late 2021. And I was at probably like my smallest, quote unquote, I've ever been. But like a healthy amount of weight for my height and like my body type and stuff like that. Like that is my ideal right now. But at that point, it's so funny. I have a photo that my mom took of when we moved me into my new apartment in my college town. And I just remember hating myself and hating what I looked like when that photo was taken. But now I would kill to look like her. I would kill to look like that version of me. And so it's just like, yeah, even though at that time I was really bettering myself, I was really trying to like work out a lot and things like that. Like that still doesn't affect, that still, just because you're doing that doesn't mean that will help your mentality. Like it might, but it is a struggle. It's a struggle because I wish that I could have been so appreciative of where I was in that moment, but I couldn't because I was constantly faced with social media and comparing myself to others and trapped in this like dark place of, ugh, I don't know. It's just awful. It's awful. And I know that there are a lot of people that like can understand that and go through the same things. And it doesn't matter what size you are. Like it's not just like, oh, plus size people, oh, curvy people only deal with that. Like, no, like the smallest of people can still deal with that. And it's just like, it just, oh, it just consumes you as a person. And I get so sick and tired of it. And like, yeah, I'm not happy where I'm at right now. I can fully admit that. I'm not. And it's really hard when I know I have to eat to function as a human being. But then at the same time, in my back of my head, I'm like, oh, if you keep eating, you're just contributing to it. Like, I don't know. It's so toxic and horrible. And it, like, I'm not going to stop eating. Let me clarify. I'm not going to do that because that's not healthy. That's not good. That's not helping me. I still have a job to do. I still have important people in my life. Obviously, all this stuff that I have to be there and present for. So I'm not going to inhibit myself from prohibit. Guys, I'm so dumb. I'm not going to prohibit myself from being able to do that. But it's so scary when, like, I don't know, those thoughts just, like, can just start to consume you. And I just recently, because I found a good deal on TikTok, go figure, of this, like, workout equipment. And I started using it. And it was so funny. The first day, or I think it was the, no, it was the first day that I got it. I FaceTimed my mom. Why did I say it like that? And I showed it to her, and it, like, works your core. It's killer, in my opinion. And obviously, like, but I don't frequent the gym as often as I would like to, or as often as I have in the past. And so, like, I'm out of shape. Muscles are not being used like they normally would be. And so it's so funny because I built the equipment. Also, the instructions, horrible, awful. I felt like I needed a magnifying glass. I was just making it up as I go. And I think I did pretty good. But I FaceTimed my mom, right? And I was showing her, and she watched me. And she was like, oh my gosh. And then she's like, Haley, you're doing that in the hardest setting. I said, what? She's like, you're doing that on the hardest setting. And sure enough, there are four levels, and I was doing it at level four, and I 100% should have been doing that at level one, because I was dying. And I'm so stupid, but also proud of myself, because I did five sets of 10 on it, and I was like, dang, I did that on the hardest setting. No, I've lowered that back to setting one, to level one, and I'm gonna work my way up, because that was brutal. I was in so much pain the next day. Like, my abdominals were hurting so bad, and I know I was using it incorrectly, because, like, my lower back was hurting too. I'm like, no wonder I'm trying to hoist myself up this thing, and it's because I'm not used to it, and I'm using it at the hardest level. So maybe actually I'm gonna have a resolution in 2025 that I use my brain. That might be a good one for me. But wow, that was just another tangent. But, like, yeah, I want to better myself, but I feel like with resolutions, you know, like, there are harmless ones of, like, oh, I want to read this many books or things like that. But I just want to love myself. I want to love this body that I have, love who I am. And, you know, it's really hard. You know what? I feel a cry coming on. So we'll see if it happens. But it's so hard to not let society change your heart and not let it affect you. And 2024 probably wasn't the hardest year I've ever been through, but dang, it was up there. It was up there. And you know what? This is the first Christmas celebrating without our dog, Buddy Buttons Rocket. Rocket was his recent middle name that I just gave him randomly one day because he looked like Rocket Raccoon, my little boy. It was really hard. And, just seeing like things changing. I don't even know what I'm trying to say. Things changing like out of your control, and just having to accept that this is part of God's plan. And sometimes it's really hard, even as a believer and stuff like that, to accept that that was always in the plan. And I got out of a 3-year relationship, and it's just I know that these things are good for me. Not Buddy dying. Let me clarify that. Wish my little boy was still here. But like a relationship coming to an end. I have never felt such exponential growth in myself within just like 3 to 4 months. I used to have, now I'm, there are days when my anxiety is really bad still. But I used to have horrible anxiety every single day. Every morning I wake up, every night I go to sleep, awful anxiety. And I would just sit and like cry in my apartment. And I was miserable. And I have felt so much of that lift off my shoulders. And I'm actually like excited to wake up in the morning, which is something that I have not experienced in a while and in my time being here in Chicago. And that's sad because I like to think I'm a pretty optimistic person. I mean, obviously, we all have our days, and I'm gonna have frustrated days and stuff, or like with work or things like that. Like, hey, we're all human, we have those moments. But I am happy with where I'm at. And it's just, it's crazy to see it how big of a change like that can, you can kind of determine whether it positively or negatively impacts you and how you choose to move forward. And I'm so thankful for where I'm at right now. And because I think, I don't know, what am I even saying? This is just like a long-winded diary entry to myself, I guess. But you know what? It's crazy. Speaking of which, I was journaling for the first 6 months of 2024, and I stopped. I stopped in July, and I so badly want to burn those. I'm not gonna, obviously, because I live in an apartment and that's not safe. But like, maybe I'll take them to my home and burn them in our little fire pit. But like, I so badly want to get rid of those because I know deep down that when I was writing those entries and making it sound all fluffy, that there were things that, or moments or times that I wasn't writing about because I didn't want to look back one day and, or like, I don't know, this sounds so silly, but like, have my kids look back one day and like be like, oh wow, that's not healthy. That was going on. That happened. Like, and so I was keeping those moments out. And I was making a filtered version of myself in my journal that's for myself. How sick and exhausting is that? That's so depressing. That's so bad. And so I so badly, like, it's crazy to say. It's really weird. But like, sitting in my bed, I can feel those sitting in my bookcase, and they're hidden behind books. But I so desperately want to get rid of those because, like, I don't know, to to know you were in a place to where you even wanted to hide it from yourself is so sad to look at. Because I think I'm a really strong person and an empathetic person. And to know that I couldn't have that empathy towards myself because I didn't want to cause rifts or just wanted to keep things as they are without having to deal with the struggles that are in front of me is so sad. It's so sad. And I think that's what I've been dealing with the most currently. I say currently, but like every once in a while, like, I don't know, I feel like this past week I've just been a little emotional, but just like feeling so bad for myself and what I wouldn't stick up for myself on and know what I deserve and know that I deserve to be a priority, and where that wasn't being met and I was allowing that to happen and to feel less than and kind of creating a shell of who I am. And it's so funny because I've talked about this before, but I love going through my camera roll. And I love like watching back like photo, looking back at photos and like watching videos and stuff like that. I love that. And you can see when the little sparkle in my eye, now maybe like anybody just looking at it, but I can tell that the sparkle in my eye is gone and that it's, or that it's dimmed and that I was just going through the motions and trying to get through each day and, or trying to get to like this event or to this event. And now I feel my sparkle back, feel my sparkle back. But I really do. And it's so crazy because like, I feel so content with life. And I think as a kid, like you have these ideals, or at least I had these ideals of like, all these grand things I want to accomplish and do. And I still have those. Don't hear me wrong. But like right now I am so happy with being content in my 9-to-5, my routine, and just having joy in that stable like schedule is really nice. It's really nice. And then doing things with friends on the weekends or with family. And I love it. And sure, there are days when I'm really exhausted from work, or it just, I feel like drained, my social battery's drained, but I love my little space that I've created for myself. I'm so content. And you know, I hope and I know that there are like things in the future I'll get to experience. I pray for that. But here I am 24, closer to 25 than I am 24. And I am just happy and content with life. And you know what? Me 6 months ago didn't feel that. Absolutely didn't. Now, you know what I'm really good at doing? Is hiding what I'm going through behind a smile. And I wish I wasn't, but I am. And I feel so blessed to be where I'm at now and to be able to reflect upon that time. And I think that's why I'm feeling such sadness recently, is just because I mourn for what I could have been in those moments if I would have taken action and done something about my feelings. And it's as if I'm mourning for those lost moments. Did I say that already? I don't know. I know I said the word mourning. But like something else I try to tell myself too is like, well, without those moments, I might not necessarily be where I am right now. And it's so funny because I've always said I would go through everything again to be right where I am today. And now if you don't know me or know my past and the things about me, I've been through a lot, as everyone has, but I've been through a lot, and I went through a lot through high school and the loss of loved ones and friends and just like significant people in my life. And I feel like I would go through all of that again to be where I am today. Because every little stepping stone, every little piece of it has built me and created my heart and created my mindset and created my personality and has just helped build me up to the Haley that I am today. And I feel so blessed for that. And there was a time, just a few months ago, probably like 4 months ago, where I just needed to get through the day. I needed to get through that day. One more day. And it's so funny because that only lasted a couple of weeks, but once that pain and that confusion lifted, it was just like abundance of joy and feeling relief and release of who I am and how I can be, and not silencing my personality or my potential, but just like silencing or adjusting who I am for someone else. And I'm so thankful. And yeah, I don't know. It's been a lot of reflecting. So 2025, I am taking in reflection and appreciation and joy and love and care and just abundance for who I am and where I am today. And I don't know, you know, if I lose weight, if I read a book, if I do all that, that's great. That's a bonus. That's me just trying to better myself as I would hopefully any other day. And that's a little additive. I don't know. That's an addition to to me this year. That's just me existing. And yeah, that's the Haley summary word. But wow, that got really deep. I'm really thankful. I'm really thankful. I'm thankful for my friends and my family who've always been there for me, like, my entire life. And I don't know, it's something else when you know you have the people there to support you, but I feel like I've always been the one to kind of hide when I need the support, and I've always just been there for others. But it's the moment that person needs the help, it really kind of defines who's there for them. And boy, oh boy, do I have some good people there for me. I'm so thankful and so blessed. And it's been really good reassurance. But yeah, I don't know. And you know, this is no negatives or like hurt towards someone else that of what I'm saying. It's just my own like personal self-growth. Self-growth that I've been experiencing. And yeah, I don't know. Maybe someone can relate to this. But I feel like this kind of stuff just gets looked over and not like said or something, or that people, not that I'm like the unique one that's able to have the vulnerability of it, but just like, you know, like on social media, someone's not going to do an Instagram post or a Facebook post saying, hey, this all happened, here I am, woo. And you know what? Some people do. And a round of applause for them. But I just want to reflect on it and to, I feel like having the courage to talk about it too is just, it's just, guys, I don't know where I'm going now. I got so much deeper than I was expecting, but did I mention I'm happy? I really am. It's crazy. And it's so weird too, because not feeling like the weight of anxiety sitting on your chest is so relieving, because it was there like every day. Now, granted, I am medicated now too, and that's great. And I'm very happy that I'm able to have that. But which I am kind of curious. I'm like, okay, would I feel this way without the medication? But like, hopefully I would. I might feel it a little bit more. But because obviously it's still there. I still have my days. I had a day this week where I was just feeling so anxious, and I came home from work and I went and showered and I went right to bed. I didn't eat dinner. I just went to bed. I woke up like 5 hours later. I put my hair up in its heatless curler thingy, and then I went back to bed for another, I think, like 6 hours. And then I got up and went to work the next day. And I felt so much better after making myself go to sleep. But it's like, I don't know, sometimes you just need those days. And those days happen. And we're human. So we're going to feel our emotions at different times. But, yeah, it's just, it's crazy at what, I don't know. This time of year, I get really emotional just thinking about like how much God provides. And I think that that's something in society too right now that's so like let's say you get a new job, and I always like to say God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. But there are people that are like, well, God didn't get me this job. My hard work got me this job. My degree got me this job, or yada, yada, yada. It's like, that's, you can feel that way, and that's okay. But I personally genuinely believe that it's a blessing. And I think it's a blessing that I'm here right now, able to talk into a mic, in my little apartment in Chicago with all the sounds of the city happening outside, just able to talk. And that's a blessing in its own. And I have been provided by him these tools to process life and go through life and fight these battles that have been put in my path. And those have been provided by God. And I believe that. And if you don't, that's okay. I still love you. I'm not gonna judge you. I just have my feelings on it. But yeah, it's nice to be at a place where I can reflect and just kind of see it all unfold before me, I guess. Because it's so funny too, because I mean, hey, I'll be frank, 6-7 months ago, I was miserable in my job. And now here I am. It's January. I've worked at my job for over a year. I love it. I love it. And I just got moved to a new location, and it's a really big deal. It's a really big deal. And my work ethic, my quality of work, my like guest relations, or I don't know what the term would be. It's not customer service, but it kind of is. Like that quality of that, it's all being appreciated and it's being seen. And when it comes to work, there's nothing better than having your work be seen and acknowledged. And like, I love it. And I went to our holiday party, you guys. we had two before. I had things going on, but I didn't go to them. But I went this time. I pushed myself out of my comfort zone, and I went, and I had a great time. And hung out with coworkers and stuff, or like people that I normally wouldn't after work or stuff like that. And it was a great time. And it's so funny because in those moments too, I have like, not like out of body experience, but just like, I'm standing there talking to someone or talking to these people. And then it's as if like my brain or like my point of view is pulled out. And I can kind of like, I guess maybe it is out of body or whatever, but like I can see everything like surrounding me and like kind of like see myself. And I just like in those moments, I'm like, oh, I'm so thankful to be here. I'm so thankful to get to experience this moment and that I stuck with this job, that I have continued to work hard and continued to show like who I am as an employee. And I don't know. It's another one of those thankful moments. And back then, I couldn't see that happening for me. I was so unhappy. But sometimes too, it's like, you know, it's easy. I've quit some things that I need to and that I know weren't good for me. I've quit them, but I can't quit this job, you know, like this pays my bills. I have real Chicago rent that I have to pay. So it's not like one that I could have just quit or something like that. But where was I going with that? But there are sometimes there are jobs and you can't just say, well, I'm done. You gotta stick it out. And now granted, I need to practice what I preach, but I did practice what I'm preaching now because I stuck it out and I am so beyond happy. And sure, there are days that I'm like, ugh, but like, hey, that's work. That's a job. And I would like to think that it happens for everyone. If it doesn't, and if you're consistently happy at your job every single day, I am so happy for you. Like I really am. But like my good days outweigh my bad. And I love the people that I talk to every day. I love making those connections. I love making people seen and like remembering their name. There's this woman that comes in and I remember her name and I've only seen her 3 times and I remember her name. And I just saw her on Friday and I said her name and I could tell she looked shocked that I remembered her name. And she just said, she's like, I am so impressed. That means so much to me. And I'm like getting told that by this woman that I've only seen 2 other times prior. That meant so much to me. And it was so sweet. This one day, just one of the people that work at the building that I work for, he was coming in and he told me, he said, I just want to tell you, I love your dimple, which like I have a dimple. It's not like the normal one or whatever, but like I do have one on one of the sides of my face. I think it's my right side. It's funny. My dad has one on his right side too, which I never noticed until recent. He said, I love your dimple. He's like, your smile is just like a shot of B12 in the morning. And when he walked away and I said, thank you and everything. And it was just really sweet. I cried because that meant so much to me. Because just knowing, oh man, here I go. But just knowing that like, Just knowing that I could provide that kind of like light or that energy in the morning for people. Even on days when I'm struggling, probably don't want to be at work because maybe I have something that I'm dealing with or just like not, I don't know, there are days you're not feeling it. But knowing that my smile could still be providing that for someone means so much to me. And just getting that little bit of acknowledgement, it just means the world to me. I would like to think that little 8th grade Haley would be so proud and so happy because little 8th grade Haley won the Optimism Award. And I still remember that day like I remember the back of my hand. And even though I don't really know the back of my hand. Oh my goodness. I remember it was our 8th grade graduation and we were sitting there and they said the Optimism Award. And they were saying this is someone who's always really positive and helps others and is like nice, or like they just went on and on. And there was a boy and a girl winners. And I remember sitting there and you know all these other people had gotten all these awards like for really good grades, all this stuff, like big successful things, which as successful as you can get in 8th grade. But I remember sitting there thinking, it's like that could be me. I wonder if that's me. Maybe, I don't know. And then they said my name, and I was so taken aback because I was like, I've been seen. And it's something about being seen by even like your elders. And it's so funny because the people who I work with now, when I was a kid, would have still been like an elder to me. But now I'm kind of on the same level, like, or at least they see me more as an equal. Which sure, there are very like higher up people. I'm not their equal. And that's okay. I'm still going to give them respect and all that stuff and give them the same interaction and everything. But knowing that they see me and that I can provide that optimism or that light when they walk in. And you know what? My parents always tell me, be the light. And some days it's really hard to be the light, but you don't know how bright you're shining for others. And in those special little moments that they tell you, which they may never, but if you're fortunate enough to have an interaction like that and have someone tell you, you have no idea how much that can help the person that's providing that light. And it really helps me. And it just shows me that, like, it's another nod. It feels like a little nod or a wink from God. Like, you're in the right place. You're providing something that you may not realize you're providing, but you're doing it, and people are seeing it, and you're doing it with the right heart. And I am just so happy and so blessed and joyous. And I try to be really appreciative, and I try to change my mindset. And I think it's worked, but there are days like, oh, I have to go to work. I try to tell myself I get to go to work. I get to see these people. I get to interact with my coworkers. I get to have conversations. And I get to earn a paycheck. And I am so honored and just so, how many times am I say so blessed? We should have a little ding, 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 little marker for each time. But I'm so blessed that I get to do those things each day. Every Monday through Friday, that I get to do those things. And that's all I've got. This turned really emotional, and obviously I didn't know what I was going to talk about, but 2024 was hard, but I've learned a lot, and I miss my little boy. I miss Buddy so much, but I know his little heart is with us every day with my parents and I and my family. And, but 2024 was a whirlwind, but here we are, 2025. I'll be 25, which is still sick and twisted, but I'm so happy to see 25. And to see where it takes me, because I'm willing and I'm open, and I would like to think that I'm ready. That's all I've got. Happy 2025, everyone, and here's to more episodes of Oh My Lanta in the new year. Bye.